Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the radio studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building located at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by someone who needs little introduction, someone who has been a guest on this program a number of times in the past, but today they're wearing a brand new hat. They have some really interesting information to share as 2022 was fascinating in so many ways. But it is my pleasure to welcome none other than Mike Wells. Mike, welcome back to Grow Siouxland. It's great to have you in studio.
Thanks, Chris. It's so great to be here.
And Mike, I'm used to referring to you with a title affiliated with Wells Enterprises. Today, I'm introducing you as the new chair of the board of directors of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, it's a new title to wear around. In fact, let's see, today's Saturday, and my last day worked with Wells will be on Monday. So we're right at the end of a 45-year-plus career.
Wow. Well, I will say this. Congratulations on your new role with the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce. As someone who worked with you as the chair of my board of directors at the Siouxland Initiative for a couple of years, they're in for a real treat. Always admired and appreciated your leadership and your vision. So that's going to be a real blessing for the Lamar's community. But also, we're going to visit about 45 years with Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream, with Wells Enterprises. You concluded or are about to conclude your career as the CEO of that organization. Over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the major announcement that you made in the fourth quarter of 2022.
Did you hear something I did?
And it was seismic. I mean, news doesn't get any bigger than Wells Enterprises was sold to an Italian company. That was an earthquake of news that came in the fourth quarter, and we're thrilled to have you here with us so that we can talk about that and we can ask some of the questions. I'm sure that there are a lot of people that are wondering about what that means for the future of the company, for the future of the Lamar's community, and even what it means for the broader Siouxland Tri-State region, and finally, what it means for you and Cheryl and what kinds of things you're going to be pursuing and how you're going to be spending your time. And Mike, before we get to all of that, let's remind our viewers that you're a Siouxland native. Tell us about where you grew up.
Born and raised in Morningside, 5209 Bushnell. I walked to Sunnyside grade school, walked to Hayward Junior High, and on the days that my dad hadn't taken my car away for bad behavior, I drove to East High School. So graduated East in 77. Spent the first 4 years of my career at Wells going to Morningside College, doing my college coursework in the morning and getting in my milk truck in the afternoon and delivering milk to the Sioux City school system. And as I've had the opportunity over this last year to meet with literally every new hire, which has been a tremendous amount of fun, it's part of my story. I'm starting Wells 5 days out of high school for a couple of bucks an hour, putting food on the table for my new young family, and working my way through college, and ultimately serving in a lot of different capacities at Wells, and for the last 15 years as CEO.
You know, Mike, I think it's fair to say that some may have thought that you were born with a silver spoon. And I was up at the ice cream parlor recently with a couple of my kids, and you actually sell engraved spoons for ice cream and floats and those kinds of things. But your father had a really unique perspective. And I must say, and I know he passed recently, but you have to be enormously proud of what your father accomplished in business, but also what kind of a mentor he was to you.
Yeah, my dad, Fred Wells, was an icon in Sioux City, and I couldn't go anywhere without somebody stopping me. We looked a lot alike, and they'd say, "You must be Fred's son." And I'm like, "Yep," and I'm proud of it. And the next words out of their mouth were, "He was the nicest man." The thing that my dad taught me early on in my career is never ask somebody to do something you're not willing to do yourself. And as a result, I drove trucks, I worked in factories, I mowed yards, I did whatever for a number of years, and it served my career so well, gave me such a well-rounded perspective. Back in our family history, if you go way back in 1913, my grandfather's brother started Wells Dairy in Lamar's. You know, if you watch the little video at the ice cream parlor, bought a horse, a wagon, 10 tin cans, and quote-unquote the goodwill of the company on October 24th of 1913 for $250. In 1919, my grandfather joined him and started in a partnership and got in the ice cream business, and that partnership was actually based in Sioux City. And so as a result, our branch of the family had always resided in Sioux City and the other branch in Lamar's. And over the years, my father never left the Siouxland community. Lived on the north side and commuted to Lamar's all those years for work. Some 30 years ago, Cheryl and I made the decision to move to Lamar's, realizing that we were in the middle of something really big, and I was ultimately sitting in rooms making decisions that were going to highly impact the future of Lamar's, and then I was getting in my car and leaving the community and decided that that didn't line up with who we were, and we have never regretted that move to Lamar's. And now, having been born and raised in Sioux City, Lamar's is actually our home.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mike Wells. Mike Wells is best known for his long career in leadership with Wells Enterprises. He recently became the chair of the board of directors for the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce. And Mike, I think that's a pretty strong signal about what you and Cheryl intend to do, at least for the next 12 months.
So you can imagine, post the announcement, I've had lots of questions like, are you leaving town? Actually, the funniest one is, are you moving to Florida? And I've yet to understand why when you say to people, I'm retiring, that everybody says you're going to move to Florida. And our short answer is absolutely not. We love our community. As you know, Chris, we enjoy the benefits of having a second home in Okoboji. And so that's our happy place, that if we need to get out of town, we don't go far. But, we enjoy that. We've begun a quest to do some big things in the city of Lamar's. Lamar's right now is actually in the process of a Lamar's community development plan, for which I'm on the steering committee. And we are laying out the future of Lamar's over the next 20 years with an expectation of population growth, of becoming a destination city and building on the great things that we've done. People ask Cheryl and I, what are you going to do now? And we say the same things. We just have more time to do it. And super excited about our Lamar's community, about our efforts, and really excited about something we never really dreamed about. Actually, my stepping down as CEO and my retirement this year was not necessarily initially part of the bigger plan as we started to talk about this transaction.
So, Mike, you mentioned the Lamar's community. I know that you and Cheryl have a deep commitment to Lamar's, a deep commitment to the broader Siouxland region and Sioux City more specifically, your hometown. And there will be lots of questions regarding what the sale of Wells Enterprises to the Ferrero Group out of Italy, what that means for the future of the Lamar's community. Tell us what you perceive their commitment to your two hometowns is.
So it's a question that came up early and often and has been asked over these last 30 days since we announced, and thanks for asking that, Chris. The short answer is nothing changes, and I can say that with confidence because Ferrero has four or five other businesses based in North America already, brands that you all are very familiar with, things like Keebler, Tic Tacs, Nerds, gummies, a lot of different brands that you would recognize, as well as they sell and distribute their international brands like Ferrero Rocher, some of their decadent candies. Every bit of research. In fact, I was just in Chicago this past week for kind of my last hurrah. I've made an effort to get to all of our external facilities. So Dunkirk, New York, Henderson, Nevada, Chicago this past week, and this coming week will be in our Bentonville office. There are three former Ferrero employees who came to me and said, everything you said during your announcement is absolutely true. We worked for companies that Ferrero owns in North America, and we were left to run our own business units. Every employee in those acquisitions was retained, and they brought in their expertise and their you know, access to capital and helped grow those businesses exponentially. And so I'm really excited for the company. I met for the last time with new hires today and said, I can't imagine what an amazing journey that you're about to partake in. Wells represents 20% of all the North American ice cream capacity today. And so they bought themselves an immense piece of the market share that's available. At the same time, the potential of turning Ferrero-owned brands into ice cream, not just putting Ferrero candies into ice cream, but recreating their confectionery brands into ice cream forms, is an amazing platform opportunity for a company that knows how to do ice cream better than literally anybody else in the world. And very boldly, I stood on a platform on that Wednesday morning and said, I can clearly see a path for the combination of Wells and Ferrero to be the global leader in ice cream, and a path, quite honestly, that under retained Wells family ownership, we could never get to because we don't have access to those kind of resources. We don't have access to those kind of brands, and quite honestly, don't have the time and money that it would take to eventually get there.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today is Mike Wells. Mike, about to retire from 45 years with Wells Enterprises, and I'm going to guess 15 years as the CEO?
Yes.
I knew I had to be in the ballpark. After a short commercial break, we're going to visit more with Mr. Wells about the significant announcement made in the fourth quarter of 2022 regarding the sale of Wells Enterprises to the Ferrero Group out of Italy. We're also going to visit with Mike about his vision as the incoming chair of the board of directors of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce coming to you today from the radio studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building. Our guest today is Mike Wells. Mike is the new chair of the board of directors of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk a little bit about his vision for the Lamar's community. But before we get there, Mike, in the first half of the program, we were talking a little bit about the acquisition by the Ferrero Group. And over the years, I have had the occasion to have some confidential conversations with you regarding economic development, regarding the future of your company. And I know that you have been approached countless times, probably more than you can remember, by publicly traded corporations, venture capitalists, private equity groups, trying to acquire Wells. And in each instance, you concluded that it was not in the best long-term interest of your company. It was not in the best long-term interest of your community. And you said, no, thank you. But in this particular case, there was something different. And I'm wondering, what was the initial catalyst for you saying this might be the right fit?
So many of those conversations that I've had with you in the past, Chris, ended in this conversation, which is, I've been approached so many times by so many people and organizations that politely explained to me that under their ownership, we wouldn't come to work anymore to make ice cream. We'd come to work to make money. And I simply said, no, that's not how we're going to do it. It's not our legacy. It's not our heritage. And so the difference with Ferrero, quite honestly, was the personal relationship that I have been able to build with Giovanni Ferrero, their executive chairman. Like myself, third generation, many similarities. Third generation, you know, only active family member in the business, a drive to develop companies in a way that's been uncharacteristic versus, you know, previous leaders in the organizations to expand outside of their core categories and to do the things they've done. I have two stories around that. So had an initial conversation with Giovanni. I think if you remember reading in the newspapers and on the media that we initially met the week of Ice Cream Days, and Giovanni spent a day in our community and sat in my boardroom and looked at me and said, this is the only community I've ever been to that feels like home. And then subsequently, we met in Chicago in late July. And Giovanni is a unique individual. I'm sure many of you have already Googled Ferrero and Giovanni Ferrero, and you found out that he's a tremendously wealthy man and been tremendously successful in what he's done. And as such, lives a pretty private life. So Cheryl and my daughter Tiffany were actually traveling with me on the trip to Chicago. Tiffany was getting a dress fitting for her wedding dress, and Cheryl came along with her. And so we're in a car service, and we're coming around the corner. And Giovanni's assistant has said to me, "You know, we'll meet you outside, and we'll escort you upstairs." I come around the corner, and here's Giovanni Ferrero, the richest man in all Italy, one of the richest men in the world, standing on a street corner waving his arms. I get out of the car service, and he gives me a big hug. And Cheryl's like, "Wow, I could tell right there, you guys had a relationship that was well beyond business." And such an appreciation for each other. But most of our conversations have not, you know, for he and I, the deal teams worked on a deal, but he and I talked about the long-term heritage and the future of the business and how they would steward that, how they would leave the Wells name on the, you know, the outside of the building, that our brands would live into perpetuity. And it really came to roost with me with a beautiful letter that he sent to me at Christmas. And he ended that by saying, "Thank you for choosing us to be the guardian of your precious legacy." I'm like, this guy's for real. And, you know, I can't imagine a better outcome for our community and for all of our employees, right? I get to stand there. I mean, who sells a company that stands on the podium with the purchaser? He actually came from Italy and stood on the podium with me and says, "Everybody keeps your job. Everybody keeps your title. Everybody keeps your compensation. We're still working for the same company. It's still a family business. It's just a different family ownership." And the fact that they're not a competitor in the ice cream, they bought into the ice cream category because of their vision for how that category can expand the presence and the awareness and the penetration of the brands that they already had and build brands that they don't have. It's beyond a Cinderella story. It's what happens when you're intentional about an outcome and that you say no long enough until you get to the right yes.
I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball and probably a question that we haven't posed on this business-related program in the past, but I know that you're a man of deep personal faith. Did that play a role in this for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't imagine the amount of prayers that go into getting this right, because the truth is, for my family's 109-year-old ownership and my 45, almost 46 years of tenure at Wells, our legacy is going to be this transaction. It will be the thing we are remembered for. And if we get it right, it'll be great. And if we get it wrong, we'll own it.
But you and Mr. Ferrero, Giovanni, have built such a relationship, and I know it's founded in trust, and I know that he is a man of deep faith as well.
Yes, the way we've had those conversations.
And the family has a legacy of that as well. And Mike, I know that your priority has always been, "Chris, I want to make sure that I'm acting in the best interest of my company, my community, and my employees." And this seemed to be the ideal fit.
So the truth is, Chris, some 15 years ago when I was asked to be CEO, the business was at a point that it needed some dramatic change, and I was asked to lead that change. I was asked to position the company for success and over time find options for its long-term viability. And as I shared, you know, at the announcement, I literally walked off the stage at our 100th celebration with 6,000 people in the audience and said, "Well, what we're doing today won't sustain us into the future, and we need to find a solution." And this was the most elegant solution, and I will be forever grateful for the family and the board of directors at Wells at giving me the opportunity under my leadership to orchestrate this and find the solution. Because the truth is, I'm the only family member left in the business. And as you know, in many family businesses, the next generation comes along after, you know, that departure. And you know, the outcome wouldn't be what it is today had we not been thoughtful, planful, and sought out the right outcome for community, for our employees, and ultimately for our family.
Well, and I know that you have also seen other businesses that have been acquired, and our community does not fare well in those acquisitions. This one's different.
It is. I think the statement that sums it up the best is, my family could have done anything and they did the right thing. And I'm proud of that.
And I think that the community has largely responded in a very positive way. I watched the news coverage that evening, and his employees walked out of the Lamar's Convention Center. They were like, yeah, it was a really good meeting. And I think that surprised a lot of people, because people are conditioned to think this is bad news, and that's not the way this was received and interpreted.
It wasn't. I say this very humbly, but probably the only negative I've got is that people are like, well, what's it going to be like without you there? And it will be different. But the truth is, Cheryl and I are going nowhere. We're deeply committed to the community. We're stepping deeply into community development, and you know, have plans for the things that we will continue to invest in and be active in. And I think it sends a strong message. We didn't sell our business and leave town. We sold our business, and we're staying in that town and continue to own that decision that we made, and take everything that we've learned and everything that we've known, and invest it back into things like, you know, being chair of the chamber and the initiatives there around, you know, community and economic development, sitting on this advisory committee, steering committee for the Lamar's Community Development Planning, and looking at a, you know, 2025 year plan and being intentional about growth, and all of the things that will make a difference to a sustainable, you know, community like Lamar's. Having a little breathing room to do a few of the things that we like to do, like travel. You talked about that faith component. Cheryl has forever had a desire to go do the Holy Land Tour, and so we'll be doing that with the folks at Sunnybrook this fall, and I'm super excited about being able to do that. And as Cheryl points out to me, you won't have to be on your phone the whole time, and nobody will be calling you, because I can tell you, in 45 years for sure, but certainly in the last 15 years, there's never been a single day that there wasn't a phone call, wasn't an email, or wasn't something that needed attention. And I've been happy to be able to do that. I will tell you, it's a little challenging for me. Cheryl pointed out the other day, you are somewhat of an adrenaline junkie, and I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to have to go through a little detox here, but we're looking forward to that.
Well, Mike, I can't believe how quickly a half an hour goes, but I want to thank you for being our guest on Grow Siouxland this week. I also want to say thank you for the significant leadership role that you've played over the years with the Siouxland Initiative, and wish you every success as you move forward as the chair of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce. And finally, I will say it has been my personal experience, Mike, that you have always led by example. And I think that's the best example of all. You have much to be proud of in your career and your personal life. And we wish you every success in retirement as you move forward.
Thanks so much, Chris.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland today. Our guest is Mike Wells. Mike will be serving as the chair of the board of directors of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce as he slides into retirement after the acquisition of his family business, Wells Enterprises, by the Ferrero Group. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.